is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Declaring it doesn't get any bigger than this, President Trump, alongside Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, signed an initial deal to resolve what had been an escalating 18-month trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. VOA's Steve Herman.
Reaching for superlatives to describe phase one of the U.S.-China trade agreement, President Donald Trump termed it the biggest deal anybody's seen.
Ultimately, it's a great deal for both countries, and it's going to also lead to even a more stable peace throughout the world.
While many U.S. industry leaders are praising the agreement, leading Democratic Party members in Congress say it lacks substance and fails to resolve core issues that would truly benefit America's farmers and workers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The impeachment trial of President Trump is set to begin in the U.S. Senate next week after the House officially notified the chamber that it was delivering the articles of impeachment. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The yeas are 228, the nays are 193.
That historic vote, mostly along party lines, was to approve the transmittal of the two articles of impeachment to the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signing the notification.
So sad, so tragic for our country that the actions taken by the president to undermine our national security, to violate his oath of office.
House impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will be accepted in a day, and the Supreme Court justice will be sworn in.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
President Trump denies wrongdoing in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Students in Iran have protested against their Islamist rulers for a fifth day, with dozens staging a sit-in at a central university as police surrounded other universities in Tehran to block more rallies at those sites. Signs had held up by the demonstrators indicated that their grievances were directed toward the Iranian government, which had faced daily protests since its Saturday admission that Iranian forces shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane mistaken for an enemy threat as it departed Tehran for Kiev January 8th. Russian President Vladimir Putin accepted the resignation of the government of his longtime prime minister, Dmitry Medvedev, shortly after Putin proposed a series of constitutional changes aimed at strengthening the parliament at the expense of the presidency. VOA's Lattice Hoke.
Russia analyst Peter Yeltsov says over the years, Putin has built up the presidential powers and now wants to scale back before someone else becomes president. He says Russia has not benefited from its powerful autocratic leaders. Putin named a relatively little-known head of the Federal Tax Service, Mikhail Mishustin, to serve as interim prime minister while giving Medvedev, his longtime ally, a new job as deputy head of Russia's Security Council. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The judge in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York is warning members of the jury pool that there should be no tweeting.
Judge James Burke says he was alerted some prospective jurors went on Twitter and Facebook after he said not to do it. The latest batch were told jury post amount to contempt of court, which could mean up to 30 days in jail. Weinstein's lawyers brought up some examples. One potential juror tweeted about leveraging serving on the jury of a high-profile case to promote a book he wrote. Another used a laughing emoji when asked if she'd been picked. One social media star, supermodel Gigi Hadid, was in the Weinstein pool. Both sides have agreed someone with more than 50 million Instagram followers on the jury would create too much of a commotion. I'm Ed Donahue.
Armed civilians attacked a convoy of vehicles carrying Venezuelan opposition politicians to Congress Wednesday.
A camera inside a vehicle carrying Venezuelan opposition deputies captured the moment their convoy was attacked by armed civilians on the streets of Caracas on Wednesday morning. After having the back window of one of the vehicles smashed in, the lawmakers sped off to safety. Opposition leader Juan Guaido swiftly condemned the attack on the deputies who were on their way to parliament as, quote, violent and brutal, and said the attack on his allies is just the latest effort by socialist President Nicolas Maduro to keep him from presiding over parliament.
Roy Descovino-Garay, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.